We once again, I just want to thank God for everything the Lord has done, and thank God for using each and every one of you. I thank the elders, thanks also the pastor, and all those that have been helping us in a different way to make this gospel of Jesus Christ known to the people. Just as you have just said, there are people here, or maybe in this area, English is not their best language, and then you want to obey God's command. How do you reach them? I often, when I catch public transport, because that's the way we do in Africa, you see somebody, we don't talk over with the phone, we talk to the people face to face, they say, how are you, how was your weekend? This person says, oh, that was fine. I say, what did you do on the weekend? This person says, oh, I went to church. I say, what did your pastor preach? They say, I don't know. He say, you don't know, but you're in the church. He say, yeah. I say, okay, you know what? I give you an assignment. Next week, I want you to tell me what your pastor preached. And the next week, he tries somehow to dodge. What did your pastor preach? I don't know. Why did you go to the church? Because the church have church bus that takes them and go all the way for free. And then when the bus, church bus is moving around, it's for free. So they enjoy the pleasure of that church bus. It's not what is being preached. And you're not going to find it out. We will find it out because I'm going to ask him or her what he studied, what they taught him. And that's part of what we do, because we are made to know that at the airport, when you walk in from overseas, entering to the country, there are people at the border, at the airport. What they do, they use something to screen you. If you have any metal on your body, you hear, tit-tit, is that right? And they will tell you to put everything you have in the tray. As you put it, the excitement of some, the excitement of some landing safely makes them to forget their property. And then immigration or the customs say, hey, come back, that's yours. Many of the African people that come to this country, many of them, they were really firing for the Lord, very, very strong in the Lord. And when they reach at the airport, they will leave their Bible and Christianity. So when they come here, we tell them, you know what? Go back and take your Bible. Can somebody say amen to that? That's what we do to make sure that this gospel reach everyone. And once again, I still want to thank each and every one of you. And if I'm speaking fast, just give me a sign, I'll slow down. Amen? Because some people say I talk fast, but I see myself, I'm the most slowest talker on earth. Yeah. Now, I, just for the interest of some people, there was a time when I come to church, just exactly the question as our brother asked is what Steve normally asks me. When I come to church, he said, anything the matter? I say, what? Were you running late? I say, no. He said, are you sure? Why? I mean, because Steve was thinking that this might... He said, why did you now come to church with your sleeping clothes? I said, this is just for your interest. This is not my sleeping clothes. It's actually my Christmas clothes. Amen? Amen. Can we just pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this hour. I pray as we want to look into your word. Help us understand it. Give us the grace that will be the doers of this word. To you be glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to talk on the topic that says, answering God's call. Answering God's call. And we understand that today, a lot of people have what they call ID. You have your home phone and you talk to the people, the provider. You tell them, look, I need call ID. They say, well, you need extra money. You need to pay more, maybe $2 or $3 every month for the call ID. And some people, because of strange call they get, we prefer to pay the extra $5 in order to have the call ID. So they can know who is calling. And we are talking here, it says, answering God's call. Meaning that every call that comes to your phone, you have choice either to pick it or not to. I give you an example of somebody. Somebody borrowed money from a friend. When he could not pay, he stopped answering the phone. His friend will call, he will not answer the phone. And one day, his friend borrowed somebody else's phone without number. And called, he picked the phone. He said, oh, can I speak to Mr. H? He said, yeah, speaking. He said, why are you avoiding my phone? Who are you? And he mentioned, I am Mr. B that borrowed money to you last time. He said, leave your message. You have just called it. It's voicemail. Can you leave your message? We'll get back to you. He said, no, it's you. No, it's you. No, it's, they start arguing. It's my machine. It's an answering machine. If he had known that this person is the one calling, he wouldn't have picked the phone. But unfortunately, he picked the phone and it was him. And he's arguing with the person. No, just leave your message. It's my answer machine. The man said, no, I heard your voice. You. He said, no, it's not. Just leave your message. We'll get back to you. So, but we encourage you today to answer God's call. Because there is benefit in answering God's call. Then we are going to say something there that says that God's call will ask for nothing less than everything you have. Can somebody say amen to that? It's tough. When people ask something from you, they will ask a little or something, but when God asks you, He wants it all. All. Not some. All. God wants it all. Then how do we answer the call of somebody who is going to take it all? That's not good. And then we find out there's a man in the Bible, his name is called Philip. And Philip in the Bible says in Acts of the Apostle, chapter 8, there was a problem in Jerusalem church. In Jerusalem church, there was a problem because they were not listening. Jesus already told them, go into all the world and preach this gospel to every creature. But these people congregate in Jerusalem and make Jerusalem one of the biggest church, a mega church, a church when if you are the elder of the church of Jerusalem, people will be waving hand to you. And if you are a deacon, or if you are an usher, whatever you are doing, who are you? Say, well, I belong to the church of Jerusalem. What happened to the outside Jerusalem? It's none of their business. But that's not what Jesus called them for. And the only way for them to go and do what they are called for is for God to cause persecution in the church. And everybody ran away from the church. And guess what? As they were running, Philip ran to Samaria. And when he went to Samaria, the Bible says he preached the word. And when he preached the word, all the people believed. And they have a big church. We are in in Samaria. Why the church grew? It was a time for Philip to sit down and say, You know what? This church you see so big. Before, when I started it, it was only me. that I walk, I pray, I do this, I do that. God did not want him to give that testimony. You know what God did? When the church full, thousands of people, the Bible say, God called Philip and say, go to the desert. Can somebody say amen to that? Why will you ask a resident pastor or a bishop or whatever, which one is bigger, maybe one archbishop to leave the big congregation of thousands and go to the desert? For what? Oh, there's somebody that is important to God as much as these thousands of people are important to you. And Bible says Philip left. Instead of sending one brother or one sister, why don't you go, me, the big man of the church, I can sit here and enjoy the labor of my hand. God was calling Philip to go that journey. And Philip went to the desert. Can you imagine Philip leaving the big church? People minister to him, and now he will now go to the desert. There is no good hotel, there's no good motel or whatever there in the desert. God specified to him, you are going to the desert. And just because of the Ethiopian eunuch. And the Bible says, Philip went there, and through him, the Ethiopian eunuch was converted and become a Christian. What important it is that even one soul, God is concerned about one soul. Even though we have thousands of people, we have millions of people, that one person, that lost soul, is very important to God. What do you do about it? We got to go after them. And I pray that God will give us understanding in Jesus' name. We are saying that when God calls you, he does something. He needs all, not just some. Let us see Genesis chapter 12. I read from Genesis chapter 12, reading from verse 1 to 4. We know the story. Genesis chapter 12, I read from verse 1 to 12, say, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee. I want you to mark that word. Unto the land that I will show thee. Number 2. And I will make thee of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Number 4. So Abram departed at the Lord's spoke as the Lord has spoken unto him, and Lot with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I ask you to pause a little bit on number 1 that says, unto the land that I will show you. How does that sound with our human thinking? Why will God call you, and when you come, and he starts to think where he will send you? Isn't it sound like that? That God called Abraham and said, Abraham, come, I am sending you to the, come and go to a place I will show you. Why can't God, like now, how many of us love missionary? Can you just wave your hand this way, please? If you love to be a missionary or to go for missionary job, praise the Lord. I just praise the Lord. I want to respond from people, please. Because I love, we preach together, and that's how it should be. Church shouldn't be a boring place where, you know, if I make you sleep after the service, let me know. Heck, because I'm going to charge you for that. Because the sleeping medicine, I think people do pay for that, right? If I'm preaching and my preaching is making you sleep, just let me know, because it's an asset to me. Anyway, so what we are saying, that God called Abraham and said, Abraham, come, and I am sending you to a place which I will tell you. Something like that. It sounds like, why would God do that?
Why can't he, like you as a missionary, you want to be a missionary, if you want to go to Africa, God will say, or the church will say, look, we are sending you to Africa. Even when you hear that you are going to Africa, you say, which country in Africa, right? Then even when you hear the country from Africa, you need to know which area. And then you go to your computer probably and check. They say, oh, this place, every missionary that comes, they chop off the head. What will you do? Right in your heart, say, look, you come back to the church and say, look, I'm still praying about it. You're not going to tell them that you find it in the internet, that that place is not good for you. You just said you are still praying about it to hear from God. But in the case of Abraham, there was no computer, no information. And God said, go to the place I'm going to show you. Why can't God just tell Abraham first where he's going? So he can prepare himself and say, look, I'm going to such and so area. So if you need me, come and find me there. God said, no, I'm not giving you all those information. Just start to go. And that information become obedience. That God, Abraham, need to obey God. Keep going and trust in me. And Abraham left. The Bible says Abraham departed. Now we want to say that as Abraham was going, let's think about it. In number 4, we were made to know that Abraham was 75 years. How many years? 75 years. Can you imagine as a Australian citizen or whatever it is, when you are on your 75, what do you think you'll be doing? You need to sit down and cross your leg this way and drink as much coffee as you can. You need to sit down and tell the story that 40 years ago, we used to do this. 30 years ago, we used to do this because you feel you have served the country enough. It is your own time to do what? To enjoy it. And guess what? When you are 70, if you go to the public transport, what happened? The door should be open for you, right? Because you are a senior citizen. They're going to open the door for you, and you walk in, you say, look, I've got no money. Sit down, please, because you have given us enough. And this is the call of God, demands all, not few. Abraham is going to live this benefit that is entitled for him as a man who has served the country where he was born during his youth, and God is calling him to live it. Let me just put it this way. If somebody just walked in from another country, maybe from somewhere, Asia or Africa or maybe India, he just walked in here to, maybe he come here to look after, just to see his son-in-law or daughter-in-law. Because of his age, would they give him, is it pension card or whatever they call it? Would they give him discount on the card? They won't give him because he's not entitled for that. Now, Abraham is going as a 75 years old person to a country he did not serve. He's going to start again from the beginning. What do you think if you are Abraham? What do you think you would do? Don't you think that call, are you really sure it's God calling? You know, the Bible says God's gift maketh, the gift of a man maketh a way for him. And, you know, God's gift is without, it maketh rich. Why will God allow such thing to happen? As Abraham was tidying up his things to take and go, Abraham was not the man, there's a man in the Bible they call Melchizedek, right? They say Melchizedek, he doesn't have mother, he doesn't have father. For Abraham have a father, he have brothers, he have people, he have relatives. So what do you think? A 75-year-old man just got up and started packing his luggage and he asked, where are you going? He said, there's a place I'm going. God will show me. If it's your relatives, if it's your family member, wouldn't you ring the psychiatry doctor? Wouldn't you ring them and come and check whether something is wrong with this old man? Because if he tells you where he's going, that's okay. But this is an old man that is going to a place, he say, God say, where? Is it that God doesn't know where Abraham should go? What is Abraham going to tell the people that he's leaving behind? Sometimes, the service of God, it looks like you are, it looks ridiculous or whatever it is. People will laugh at you. People will think it doesn't really make sense. If it's God that is calling you, you should be able to know the detail of where you are going. But now, you just had a voice. Nobody knows the type of food you eat last night. That could be the factor of what is making you to think this way. And you really think, is who is that God in the first place? But Abraham obeyed God. But look at what he says there. That God says, now go forth out from your country and from your relatives, from your father's house, to a land which I will show you. And Abraham did obey God. Now we make you a great nation. Now we bless you and make your name great. And so shall your seed be. And so you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And the one that curse you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Amen. God says to Abraham that I will make you a blessing. It's not that I will bless you. He said, I will make you a blessing. I will make you a blessing. That you will be, through you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Amen. That's a great responsibility. And to Abraham, from what we learn, Abraham have no child. So how will God make him a great nation? That is enough for him to know that this is just dreaming. It's not really happening. It's just a nightmare. So why will God be telling somebody that have no child that he's going to make you a great nation? From where? And he's very old by then. What we're saying here, that God said that he's going to be a blessing to others. In other hand, when you kneel down to pray or you stand up to pray, any form you choose to pray, don't just pray to God to bless your head. God bless my nose. God bless my ear. No, be a blessing to others. Amen. That is the real message, that you're going to be a blessing to people. Not just about you. Jesus was not talking about himself. He came because of you, and he said, as my Father has sent me, so have I sent you. Amen. It's about him, about God. And then we go for the second one that says, answering God's call, that God is no respecter of person. Some people say, well, God called the old people, or God called only the elders, God called only the deacons, God called only the pastors, but the members, God doesn't call them. But let's see what's happened in the next verse. That is in, it says, answering God's call in Exodus chapter 3, reading from verse 4. Exodus chapter 3, verse 4. Bible made us understand that God called Moses. And when God called Moses, Moses was 80 years old. Praise the Lord. So if you are thinking of retiring, you might retire from the secular, whatever, but you cannot retire from God. Amen? God that called you is still sealing to God. You are just born yesterday, if not today. So it's the nature is deceiving you, thinking you are old. You just say you are not old. Amen? You are fit for the master's work. Moses was called when he was 80 years old. You know, many people that are 80, some of them, you need to guide them to, you know, from the step. Is that right? So if they are 80, you need to support them so that they don't fall. And that's the kind of person that God called. And you know what God said? You are going to Egypt to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt to the promised land. And there are people that are still strong. But when God called, he equipped you to do the job. You know, when you are looking for a job, you know what you do? You make sure you write your resume very well and make sure you fit for that job. But you know what God does? God will call an unfit. And when you answer, He make you fit. Praise the Lord. So if you are waiting when you finish your Bible school, you finish this before you do the work of God, that is not how God works. God wants you to do what? To answer the call. He will give you all that is necessary for the job. After God called the 80-year-old man, being Moses, and taxed him for the people of Israel, God also called a man called Samuel. And Samuel, in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4, the Lord God called Samuel, Samuel, and Samuel answered, what did Samuel say? Here I am. To the youth or to the children, you see that there is no picky with God. Okay, I'm going to be calling the old ones. I'm going to be calling the young ones. God, availability is God's choice. If you make yourself available, it doesn't matter how old or how young you are, God will use you. Amen. Availability is God's choice. When he called Samuel, do you know what God told Samuel? God told Samuel to go and warn his master. What a great task. How does that sound for Samuel to go and warn his master of the destruction that is coming to him? I think Samuel was not the right person for that. In the same way, Moses was not the right person to go to Pharaoh. You know the story of Moses. But God sent him to go and do the impossible, because with God, everything is possible. Amen. Now, God also called Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. It says, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here I am. Send me. Can somebody say amen to that? When God calls, ask a question. Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Isaiah said, he presented himself and said, here I am. Send me. What did he say? Send me. I am available. Use me. If we surrender unto the Lord, you'll be amazed how far, how big, how much, how wide the good Lord will use you. Then he go on to say, the next one, he say, go and make, when God calls and you willing to respond, he says, go and make disciple of all nations. In Matthew chapter 28, I read from verse 18 to 20. That's a familiar place for each and every one of us. The Bible says here, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority is given unto me on earth and in heaven. Praise the Lord. All authority is given unto me. Very important. The message I'm sending you is a message that demands power or whatever. Can you imagine you coming to, some of you, that we are in Australia anyway, and we have Prime Minister, don't we? You just come up, you say, look, you are now the Prime Minister. There is another Prime Minister which I'm supporting. Do you think the police will let you go? Would they let you go? Jesus said, go and preach the kingdom of God where there was a king. Don't you think that job is a risky job? And in their time, there was no human rights. Where you say, no, if they touch you, then the human rights will come and they deliver you. Or maybe not at the UN. They will come and deliver you. No, Jesus sent them to go and proclaim another kingdom when there was a king reigning. That was a suicide stuff that if you're not careful, they're going to chop off your head. And Jesus said, go. And before they go, Jesus called them, come first. All power is given unto me. So as you go, don't be afraid of the power there. For all power belongs unto me. Go and make disciples of all nations. And the question is that, the question we just asked before, making disciples of all nations, how are you going to do it? You know, I asked my supervisor at work, I said, how many languages do you speak? My supervisor told me, oh, I speak 2 languages. I said, me, I speak 4 languages. And when you call some people here, they speak like 5 languages. I said, okay, tell me the ones you speak, my supervisor. He said, he speaks English. And the second language you speak is when he gets drunk. That's his second language. When he gets drunk, then that's another language he speaks. English and when he gets drunk. I said, wow. What am I trying to say? How are you going to do this job? To go and preach to all nations. How are you going to learn their language to speak to them? We're going to play wisdom in this. We're going to support those who speak that language to go for you. Amen? We're going to support those who speak that language to go and do it. And as you do it, it becomes a team work. Praise the Lord. The resurrection of Lazarus was not done by Jesus alone. The resurrection of Jesus of Lazarus, I mean, when Jesus called him out from death, there were many people that were participated in the job. There were people that rolled a stone. There were people that untied the napkin. And Jesus also played a part by giving life. I'm saying that together we will be able to achieve God's kingdom and proclaim God's kingdom and go to the place which you think you cannot go. Many of you have been praying, oh God, give me, I want to go as a missionary to Africa. And God said, you know what, just open your eyes that Africa is here even by 12 o'clock. Can somebody say amen to that? There are Africans that are here by 12 o'clock. What you want to do there, you can do it here. Amen? And God will use as many as are willing to present themselves before God to do this work. And I am stopping so far that one of the good things you got to understand that I really thank the church and thank the elders for not giving me mic, you know? Did I tell you that African people like microphone? Yeah. So, the African people like microphone. That's why they didn't give me mic. Am I holding mic? Nah. So, but the Western people, they like what? Coffee. They like coffee. So, we like microphone. You like coffee. So, that's how it works. So, lucky I'm not with a microphone. So, I'm going to stop so far by giving only one verse before I stop. And that verse will be in Acts of the Apostle, chapter 1, verse 8. Acts of the Apostle, chapter 1, verse 8. That place says that, and ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be my witness. Where? In Jerusalem, Judea, in Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. So the question is that, you have received the power. What are you doing with it? Are you only concerned about your family or maybe this thing? But the message was sent to you to go all over and proclaim the gospel to every creature. And I pray as we make a move, the good Lord will be with us. But he says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And I will stop so far and hopefully that I did communicate. And I pray that God will bless his word in Jesus' name. Amen.